It's a mild and somewhat muggy Friday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures are on the warm side, and our humidity levels are up just a bit, so it's definitely not oppressive by any means, but the humidity is noticeable, and we will see a slight uptick in humidity overnight into the day tomorrow, and then the mugginess will ease back a bit for the day on Sunday. Now, with that change in humidity, we also have some weather changes to talk about, as some showers and thunderstorms are likely over about the next 24 to 30 hours. A warm front will approach the area tonight into tomorrow morning, so we're looking for clouds, and we're likely to see a round of some showers and thunderstorms come through portions of the area overnight into tomorrow morning. We may even have a couple of heavier downpours and some localized flooding as these storms come through. And then for tomorrow, a few showers are possible early on. We should catch a decent break through much of tomorrow morning, possibly into tomorrow afternoon. And then as a cold front approaches later in the day, we're likely to see some more scattered showers and thunderstorms with some locally heavy downpours. So by no means is tomorrow going to be a washout, but there's definitely that chance for rain, with the best chances for rain first thing in the morning and then during tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening. Now, tomorrow will be a muggier day as well, as we will be between the warm front and the cold front, so plan for a muggy start to the weekend. And then on Sunday, that front will push off to the east, so any lingering showers are expected to come to an end. We'll look for a nice mix of sunshine and clouds on Sunday. Dew points will drop off. That means the humidity level will drop through the day. And our temperatures on Sunday look to be quite pleasant, mainly in the 70s to right around 80 degrees. That is slightly below average for this time of year. And as we head into the beginning of next week, Monday looks to be generally quiet with highs again right around the 80 degree mark. So as I pointed out many times here, the run for 90 degrees is not in the cards, at least for the next few days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, low 60 to 65. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, muggy, with highs in the 70s to around 80. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, low 60 to 65. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, muggy, with highs in the 70s to around 80. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, low in the lower to mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with scattered showers and thunderstorms, muggy, with highs in the 70s to around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, low in the 60s. And then for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with scattered showers and thunderstorms, muggy, with highs in the 70s to around 80. Region-wide on Sunday, a mix of clouds and sun, with highs in the 70s to lower 80s. And on Monday, partly sunny, with highs in the 70s to around 80. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.